Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, this is hysterical. I gotta save this one for the next time that we catch up with John Jackson, the Joker from X. The next time he's in studio with us, you guys will have to remind me. I'll have to play this clip for him. I don't even think he's seen this yet, but just in time for the November elections, the New Yorker reminds us just how radical these folks here in Montana are and just how radical they have become. So the New Yorker is promoting a new mini documentary about Zoe Zephyr, the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula. I saw somebody did a write-up about Zoe Zephyr and this mini documentary that the New Yorker is promoting. And in their write-up, it said, she, her, hers, she. And I think I saw it, some news outlet shared it on their Facebook page, and all the commenters were like, that's a man. It's a man who identifies as a woman. Why do you keep saying she and her? Anyway, you guys know who we're talking about here. Zephyr is the Democrat state legislator for State House District 100 in Missoula, who was barred from the floor of the State House following his bigoted attack against lawmakers of faith that Zephyr refused to apologize for. And so now, just in time for the November election, the New Yorker is reminding us just how radical legislative Democrats here in Montana truly are. Let me play just a clip from this mini documentary. Yours truly, this show, even made the highlight reel. Oh, but wait, the clip that plays right after they used a portion of our show is the best yet.
The representative has the option to continue to participate remotely by voting only.
Montana talks here with Aaron Flint.
So Zoe Zephyr, after getting barred from the floor of the House, rather than working from a desk in the Capitol office, instead is now occupying this bench that is right next to the tiny little snack bar that's in the Montana Capitol.
Message is clear. We are here. We are here, and the message is clear. It's a Pink song.
Oh my God, it's a Pink song. Oh, you know what? Instead of telling us how crazy you guys are, why don't you just sing a song about it instead? I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it? Here it goes.
We are here. We are here, and the message is clear.
Remember this November just how crazy they have become. All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, I got an election integrity story for you and more.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's right. I want to thank the New Yorker for the reminder. I want to thank the New Yorker for reminding us about the importance of these legislative elections here in Montana as well, especially after this gerrymandered redistricting process. I mean, you know, with the most important U.S. Senate race in the country, with the presidential race, President Trump's election, so many big things to talk about. It's, man, sometimes folks could forget how important the legislative races are, you know, but here's the New Yorker just in time to remind us how radical the Montana Democrat Party has become at the localist of local levels. And I find this a timely reminder because it's a reminder that in the state legislature, while the Republican supermajority was advancing over $1 billion in tax cuts, property tax rebates, and income tax rebates, legislative Democrats were pushing a radical transgender agenda targeting kids with procedures, surgical procedures that could cause lifelong, irreversible harm. But then meanwhile, at the federal level, it's also worth remembering that both liberal Senator John Tester and Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel, they have both been on the record supporting men in women's sports. Now, I wrote this on our Montana Talks website last night. I fully believe that this is the sleeper issue of the 2024 elections here in Montana. The media and the left is trying to make it make abortion be the issue. I think that especially for a lot of undecided women voters out there who, you know, who are truly undecided, independent voters, I think this threat to their kids and this threat to women's safety, this threat to girls' sports, this threat to women's sports, I think this is really this on top of the southern border. The southern border is not the sleeper issue, though. Everybody knows that issue is front and center. I think this is the sleeper issue that you know, when you get that ballot in front of you or when you walk into the voting booth and you're sitting there thinking, God, who do I want in charge of this country? Do I want these people?
We are here, and the message is clear.
Do we want men invading girls' locker rooms? Do we want men taking away girls' sports opportunities? Is that what we really want as a country? Is that what we really want for the future of our kids? Or do we want people who want to put a little bit of your own money back in your own pocket with tax relief and much more? 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Get to your calls in just a second here. Here is the election integrity story that I wanted to put on your radar as well. Hats off to Joey Taylor with the nonstop local TV stations. I'm surprised they allowed her to post a story like this. But here we go. The integrity of Montana's elections is under scrutiny as Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson calls on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for assurances regarding the state's voter rolls. Jacobson is seeking confirmation that non-citizens are not registered, noting that Mayorkas failed to meet a federally mandated 40-day response deadline. Now, Joey Taylor actually included in the story here that Jacobson's concerns are not hypothetical. The integrity of a 2021 mayoral race in Dodson, Montana is questioned after two non-citizens were charged with election crimes related to that election. Remember when we had two non-citizens vote in our elections? Big surprise that Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, who is allowing all these illegal aliens to flood into this country, is also being non-responsive to our own Secretary of State with regard to the potential for non-citizens voting in our elections. All right, let's get to your phone calls here. What do you want to talk about? 294-0970. Rick in Billings first up. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron. Well, I'd just like to remind just your average, everyday Democrat, you know, not the crazies, not the Marxists, not the communists, that, you know, under Tester, you know, what's to stop our Montana towns from being invaded like they did in Springfield, Ohio, where they just dropped off 20,000 people without even asking any of the residents, you know, if they wanted it or not. I mean, they have to think about what that man could do to the culture of the state.
I would almost argue, it's worth raising the question. Maybe I wouldn't make this argument, but it's worth throwing out the question. It is, what is happening on our reservations, in our reservation communities in Montana right now, even worse than Springfield, Ohio, right? I mean, resources are being overwhelmed in Ohio because of the 20,000 Haitians that were thrown into this one town, right? And obviously there's an uptick in crime. But with the Mexican drug cartels being allowed to target our reservation communities in particular, and we don't know how many of them are here because of the open borders, but you could almost make the argument that it's actually worse in parts of Montana right now than even that town in Ohio.
Well, you know, considering that, you know, they bash the white people for colonialism, you know, we took the land from the Native Americans, right? And yet they allow this to happen to them?
Well, look, I've said this before. We have treaty obligations. Our federal government has treaty obligations with many of our reservations that we are supposed to protect their borders. Well, Joe Biden, Mayorkas, and John Tester and Kamala aren't protecting our borders. They're certainly not fulfilling treaty obligations to protect the borders of the reservations either. All right, Anna and Bozeman up next.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's exactly why Alejandro Mayorkas was impeached by the House of Representatives. Both of Montana's congressmen, Matt Rosendale in the East and Ryan Zinke in the West, voted to impeach, and he was impeached, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He is one of the key individuals responsible for this invasion of our homeland and the crime that has ensued, this human trafficking operation on our southern border. And now that same Alejandro Mayorkas, by the way, John Tester voted to immediately dismiss those impeachment charges, didn't even allow the evidence to be heard before the United States Senate, because John Tester has been with Mayorkas and Kamala Harris and this open borders agenda since day one. But that same Alejandro Mayorkas now is refusing to even respond, refusing to meet a federally mandated 40-day response deadline to our own Secretary of State to address concerns and to confirm that non-citizens are not registered to vote in our elections. Why is Mayorkas refusing to respond? The same Mayorkas that allowed all of these illegal aliens to flood into this country. By the way, the same Alejandro Mayorkas that spent $1 billion of your taxpayer dollars in FEMA funds that went to illegal aliens and non-citizens. But yet Mayorkas and others are claiming they don't have enough money for storm victims after Hurricane Helene. Now, the fake news media doing what the fake news media does. Unfortunately, you even see the fake news media with their phony so-called fact checks here in Montana as well. They're claiming, oh, that's not true. That's not true. Well, listen, as Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton absolutely tore the host of NBC's Meet the Press into shreds as she tried to fact check him on that very topic. The Daily Wire has a great write-up on this as well.
My broader question to you, I think, is about this misinformation. Do you think this is a time to put falsehoods aside, like the idea that FEMA funds are being redirected to migrants, which is just not true?
Well, it is true that, FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security have been spending billions of dollars on migrants. I understand some people say they're separate funds, but we just passed a short-term spending bill. It's very common for the administration to come and ask for permission to move money between funds, especially to prepare for emergencies. And second, I would note that this administration seems to have no problem finding money when they want to spend it on their priorities. When they need hundreds of billions of dollars to pay off student loans for graduate students and gender studies programs, they somehow find it. When it's trying to get helicopters to deliver food and water and cellular service and life-saving medicine into these mountain valleys, they somehow can't seem to find the money.
Yeah, great point there by Tom Cotton. You might remember when Tom Cotton was in our Montana Talk studios about 1 month ago. And of course, he and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy held that big rally in Lewistown, Montana. I mean, you remember that incredible turnout in Lewistown, Montana. For that Tim Sheehy event, I think that shows exactly where Montanans are headed in this November election coming up here. One other thing before I jump back into the phone lines here. I was listening to Fox and Friends earlier this morning, and Lawrence Jones was interviewing all the people of all the storm victims in North Carolina that have been just devastated here, and how they feel that the federal government is failing them right now. And to a certain extent, the North Carolina state government as well. One of the residents that Lawrence Jones interviewed, she made a claim that she heard that Joe Biden was questioned about the storm response, and that he apparently didn't know what storm they were even talking about. Now, I heard that and I thought, well, you know, secondhand, thirdhand information. I don't know. Well, then I found this soundbite. This was shared via X by RNC Research.
What does the state of the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What does the state of the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They've gotten everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Oh, they're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board. This is the same Joe Biden who's like, huh? A storm? What storm zone? Oh, I didn't know what storm you were talking about. My goodness. Into the phone lines we go. 406-294-0970 if you want to jump in on the conversation. Anna in Bozeman next up. Good to hear from you, Anna.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, got you. Yeah, thanks for the call.
So I am calling about, actually I am calling for the women who don't know yet how they will vote, especially on the CI-128 initiative. And I'm asking them to read the law, Montana Code Annotated 5020, which is about abortion. And when they read the law, they should ask promoted activists for CI-128 initiative to explain why they changed the term viable, which now makes premature born alive babies unviable and not deserve to be protected, and why they change replace word informed with the word voluntary, because voluntary is the same as parents voluntarily choose to transition their children to other gender when they are told, would you rather choose a trans child or dead child? It will be the same voluntary decision.
Yeah, this CI-128, it is so deceptively written and crafted. I got my Montana voter guide in the ballot. This is the nonpartisan voter guide sent out by the Montana Secretary of State. Anna, thanks for the call. this is the nonpartisan voter guide sent out by the Secretary of State. And so I read through the whole thing. And what they do in this voter guide is they have the ballot language. And keep in mind, remember, the far left justices on the Montana Supreme Court inserted themselves all the way down to dictating what language would appear on the ballot. And some of these same Supreme Court justices are funded by dark money, out-of-state donors in every one of their campaign cycles. They're funded by the Planned Parenthood abortion lobby. And yet they're the ones that are dictating what the language was, what this very deceptively crafted language will be about CI 128. And this whole idea about how they determine what the viability of a baby is, they basically, I mean, I think about it. I've had the opportunity to walk through a NICU, a neonatal intensive care unit before. And you will have a lump in your throat for over a week. It is just so touching and just incredible to see that the tiniest of babies that not only are born, but some don't survive, but many do, and they end up. And then I know kids now that are leading incredible lives that were in the very NICU that I have gotten to walk through before. And according to them, and according to the backers of this initiative, none of those babies are viable. None of them are viable based off of the way they drafted this initiative. They will tell you that your baby is not viable. When I have friends that have kids walking, talking, thriving today that were in those very NICUs. Again, folks, be very careful with what you are voting for here with this. Basically, this is no limits abortion on demand all the way up to the due date, but they have written it so deceptively they want you to think that this bill would put would allow for restrictions to be in place when there would not. And they want it enshrined into our state constitution with a simple majority vote. Just be very careful what you're throwing your weight behind here. Anna, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970 if you want to jump in on the conversation. It reminds me of the same deceptive language that we hear at the national level. Tim Walz, the wacky governor of Minnesota who is who allowed Minneapolis to burn. His wife talked about how when the Minneapolis riots were happening, she opened up the windows so she could smell the beautiful smell of the tires burning during the riots. He is Kamala Harris's running mate, and listen to the deceptive language that he tries to use, especially when it comes to this topic of abortion.
I want to clarify what the law is there in Minnesota. Abortion Finder, a website that helps women find access, says abortion is legal throughout pregnancy in Minnesota. There is no ban or limit on abortion in Minnesota based on how far along in a pregnancy you are. You signed the bill that makes it legal through all 9 months. Is that a position you think Democrats should advocate for nationally?
Look, the Vice President and I have been clear the restoration of Roe versus Wade is what we're asking
but
for.
But that this law is a goes far beyond right Roe v. Wade.
To make her own choice. The law is very clear. It does not change that. That has been debunked on every occasion.
But let's agree. What you signed is there's not a single limit through 9 months of pregnancy. Roe had a trimester framework that did have limits through the pregnancy. The Minnesota law does not have.
And by the way, several babies survived abortions in Minnesota, but were allowed to die because of the policies of Tim Walz and the Democrats, and then now they make sure that they don't even record it when those incidents happen anymore. So it was publicly recorded. Now they make sure the public doesn't even know about it. And so again, they are being straight up deceptive about all of this. But that's a good reminder that Shannon Bream has there, which is CI 128 would even go further than Roe. And they're trying to get that enshrined in our Constitution on a simple majority vote. All right, lots to talk about, but we want to hear what you want to talk about. Phone lines are open, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. The number, 294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks app with Lane Nordlund.
Animal rights activists lost a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals based in San Francisco. Several activist groups who sought to impose sweeping changes to the Environmental Protection Agency's concentrated animal feeding operation rules were dealt a blow last week. Recently, the National Pork Producers Council participated in oral arguments before the Ninth Circuit, successfully urging the court to reject the lawsuit. At the hearing, the Ninth Circuit expressed frustrations and concerns with groups like the Food and Water Watch's approach and Candor. In its decision, the court made clear the EPA's preferred approach to regulating livestock production to study water quality issues is the appropriate path for EPA and does not warrant throwing out decades of established law. The pork producer stated that the lawsuit sought to use the court to upend livestock production across the nation. They added that by attacking core notions of due process and fundamental civil rights, animal right activists sought to put pork producers around the nation out of business. Good demand was seen also this past week at the public auction yards in Billings for their first Friday feeder special of the fall. Prices for 5 to 5.5 weight steers, $290 up to $308. 5.5 to 6 weights, $276 to $287. With the 6 to 6.5 weights, $276 to $288. I'm Lane Nordblond.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana stands with Israel. Governor Greg Gianforte made that declaration very early on following the horrific terrorist attacks 1 year ago today. The October 7th terrorist attacks, the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. I understand there is a ceremony commemorating the October 7th terrorist attacks in Israel, currently taking place on the Flag Plaza at the Montana State Capitol right now as we speak. But yeah, very clearly, Montana stands with Israel. The rabbi from Bozeman, our good friend Rabbi Chaim Bruck from the Jewish Synagogue in Bozeman, is going to join us in just a few minutes, talking October 7th and much more. In the meantime, phone lines are open for you. Let's go to Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, Aaron, you know, there's one thing in this whole deal about abortion that you don't hear, and I'm not hearing it until the other day. And I just won't get caught up in these words like embryo or fetus or, you know, and things like that. Because there was a deal going on here that they were using aborted babies for research. All right? So if you use the word, what, fetus? Now, what are they doing with the aborted babies now that the women are having? And the men are also culpable in the whole thing. Over a million, I hear. Over a million. What to do with these babies now? They're discussing what they want to do for research.
Well, the other thing about this whole CI 128 debate is, if this is supposedly about women and women's rights, then why don't they say women anywhere in this ballot initiative in CI 128? Why is there no she, her pronouns, right?
Well, they're using terms like keep abortion safe and legal. And in my eyes, you know, naive as I am, are abortion health care. It's health care. So when I was dating my wife back in the 50s, we watched a movie. We went to the movies and we saw Carol Lindley played in Blue Denim. Did you ever watch Blue Denim?
I did not see that, no.
Well, that was basically a movie about backroom abortion, or what happens if you have an affair with your boyfriend and, you know, they send you to Aunt Nellie off in Ohio somewhere, you know. So Carol Lindley played this girl who went through the trauma of, you know, what do I do? And what did the boy do? You have to see it because it was innocent, but my wife and I, we were young and naive, and it was an education for us. But what do they do with the fetuses now? I mean, those things are held in reserve, folks. Now, over a million, according to what I heard, over a million, what did they do for research? They wanted to do it for research. There was a guy years ago, Bob Inhart, had programs on TV, and he was thorough on abortion. I don't know where he is today as far as bringing all these issues up.
Well, you know, speaking of bringing issues up, there are scientists who are trying to bring some issues up, real-world issues, real-world concerns, and they're not being allowed to be heard. I don't know if you heard about this one, Chris. The DailyWire.com has this headline, "Scientists sue publisher over retractions of studies showing the dangers of abortion pills." 10 scientists are suing an academic journal that retracted major studies on the potential harm of abortion pills. And so basically, it's kind of like the whole climate debate, right? Like they will censor scientists who give another viewpoint that differs from the climate alarmist rhetoric in the same regard. They are silencing doctors and scientists who would dare question there are no limits abortion. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Peggy Miller in Laurel next up. Peggy, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Yeah, I just had a lot of, obviously, emotion for so many things going on in our country today. And, again, also in Israel, just abroad for everybody and all the crisis and devastation people are in. But I just wanted to kind of give a heads up, save the date. It's a short notice, but it's going to be this Thursday evening, October 10th, 5:30, 1500 First Avenue. It's going to be Rally for America, Appeal to Heaven. Just a prompt tune, grassroots rally. Let's get out. Let's worship. Let's pray. Let's hear a few speakers regarding I-28, I-26, I-27. Get some information on candidates in your counties and state. Pick up a yard sign, whatever we can do. This is one day I was home and said, you know, we need to do this. And so if anybody's interested in coming, I'll be forwarding you more information, Aaron. But just wanted to give everybody a heads up. If they feel like getting out, meeting other concerned citizens, patriots, want to get involved, see how they can still help. We've got to, you know, get boots on the ground right now. This is a battle big time in our own state, in our country, and we need to have the people of Montana get out and start working. We need everybody helping. Even if you deliver 5 flyers or you call 5 people or send 5 emails, we need you desperately. This is us, Montana. Not one or two people should be out working and trying to save us. It's up to us, we the people.
So this is a Rally for America, an appeal to heaven. Where and when again?
Okay, 1500 First Avenue in Laurel. And it's October 10th, 5:30 to 7. And bring your own lawn chair. And we're going to have some music and some prayer time and some great, a few speakers just highlighting the importance of and explaining these issues.
That just a real grassroots initiative, too. Yeah, we, you know, the state is just getting pummeled with out-of-state funded TV commercials and more. This is a real grassroots effort to try to combat that. All right, Peggy Miller, great to hear from you. Thanks for all you do. Greatly appreciate it. We do now have our friend Rabbi Chaim Bruck joining us on the phone lines from Bozeman. He has the Jewish synagogue in Bozeman. And Rabbi, I know Governor Gianforte is holding a commemoration right now as we speak, showing once again Montana stands with Israel. Rabbi, I remember talking with you shortly after the October 7th terrorist attack, so I can't imagine what all you're thinking through and going through right now, 1 year later.
Well, first of all, thank you, Aaron, for having me on. Actually, I'm on the High Line this morning in Chester doing some kosher supervision work. But yesterday, the governor and the first lady came to our synagogue in Bozeman at their own initiative. They asked to come so that they can express their solidarity with the Jewish people, with the people of Israel. They lit memorial candles But as you said, it's really, really incredible that we are here now, a year later, 101 hostages still being held by the sadistic Hamas terrorists. Israelis in the north, 70,000 of them still not home because they have to watch out for the Hezbollah rockets, Houthi rockets from Yemen, Iranian ballistic missiles. But the good news is that the Jewish people are eternal. We just celebrated Rosh Hashanah. We celebrated our new year, 5785, with joy, with serenity, with an upbeat, optimistic belief in the future. And we don't back down. I mean, we fight back, and we may be slightly broken, but we are not going anywhere. Eternal people that God spoke about in the book of Genesis, those who bless you will be blessed, and those who curse you will be cursed, but God told Abraham. That's a fact that still remains till today. Ask any Roman, any Byzantine, Ottoman, Nazi, Inquisitor. You can ask the Egyptians. You can ask the Greeks. Ask all those who tried to annihilate the Jews before. None of them are here to tell their tale. They're in the dustbins of history. And the Jewish people and those that bless and stand with the Jewish people will continue to be blessed and continue to remain. And I have to say this, and I know I've said this on the radio before, Aaron, the people of Montana are incredible. I was just driving the other day by a company in Great Falls. I don't remember the name of the company. And on their electric billboard outside the company, I saw an Israeli flag. I'm guessing they're not Jewish. They probably don't even know many Jews. They just want the world to know that when there's evil and good, people are trying to distort the difference between bitterness and sweetness and good and bad and light and darkness. Each of us has a daily opportunity. Are you to choose? Are we going to be on the side of goodness, the side of light, the side of sweetness? Or are we going to choose to do what's going on, like many college campuses in this country, stand with evil, sadistic terrorists who rape, behead, mutilate, burn alive, massacre Jews? But it never stops with the Jews. It only starts with the Jews. They've come for every Christian, Israel-loving person in a heartbeat.
And that's so right. Over 1,000 innocents slaughtered, and many from different countries. There were guest workers from Thailand who were also slaughtered indiscriminately by these Hamas terrorists. Rabbi Bruck, hold that thought. We got to take a very quick break here. It's our shortest break of the hour. More with the rabbi right after this on this October 7th tragic anniversary.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm glad that Governor Greg Gianforte is making it clear that Montana stands with Israel. We are seeing too much of this. I was talking with the rabbi during the break. There's just so much of this wishy-washy-ish. Not only out of Washington, D.C., but out of, our European allies as well. It's really like we are in a kind of Rabbi Chaim Bruck, we were talking. It's really like we are in a pre-World War II Neville Chamberlain-style mindset where they think, well, if we just appease the other side, if we just kind of cater and pander to the other side, that somehow that will get us on a path to peace. And it's like, no, you've got to support them to fight and to win this war. And then let's get back on that Abraham Accord path to peace that President Trump had us on.
There's no question that the Abraham Accords, could continue with Saudi Arabia and other countries. But as far as what you're saying about the wishy-washiness, when members of the American government or members of the European governments are talking about whether they should sell arms to Israel or not, first of all, they absolutely should sell arms to Israel. They should give arms to Israel because Israel's doing the work that every Western country should be doing, but we're doing it for them, dealing with the Ayatollah and dealing with Nasrallah. Hezbollah has bombed places from Buenos Aires to Paraguay, to all over the world, and we took out Nasrallah. But it's even more than that. You know, this isolationist libertarian perspective that we should keep everything in our country without realizing how small the world is. I ask this to libertarians all the time. I ask this to isolationists all the time. How much of the technology that the U.S. government is using for our own security, for our own military, is being produced at labs and at research facilities in Israel? They are buying it and getting it from Israel. The Iron Dome created in Israel. So you want to live as an isolationist, it has to be a two-way street. If you promise not to take any of the technology that Israel is producing, both in the medical field, in the financial field, in the military field, then I'm okay with you not giving us any money and any arms. But if you want it to be a two-way street, you better as hell give Israel all the arms they need so they could be the greatest deterrent to these barbaric monsters from Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran who would show up in Chicago, they'd show up in Billings, they'd show up in Seattle, and do exactly what they did on October 7th. They would do it in America in a heartbeat. And if you think they don't have the ability, guess what? Israel didn't think they had the ability either. And even with Israel's mighty army, they managed to pull off what they did. So let's stop living in that false bubble and siding with a cowardice group of terrorists instead of siding with America's greatest friend, which is Israel, which actually benefits America immensely.
And you mentioned Nasrallah. You mentioned this Hezbollah leader. You know, it's amazing when you think about it that the Iranian-backed proxies, the Iranians have been targeting and killing American troops. Hezbollah responsible for killing American troops upwards of 40 years ago. And yet it was our friends in Israel who finally delivered justice for our fallen troops.
For our Marines that were murdered.
Yeah, and it took how long? And it was Israel who did that. And the pager operation where they targeted is so incredibly all of these terrorists, these Hezbollah terrorists, and I mean, just remarkable. Go ahead, Rabbi.
It's remarkable, Aaron, that we hear words from people in our government, European governments. We must de-escalate. No. We actually should escalate. We should not de-escalate. Israel is not doing enough. They should take it to Tehran. They should take it straight to Amman, Jordan. They should take it to Cairo and let every terrorist group in the world know that the Jewish people are done being abused and letting the world get away with it. We have the ability to fight back. And if you butcher our children, if you slaughter and behead our babies, if you rape our women, if you kidnap our Holocaust survivors, we are coming for you, and we are coming for you strongly. And the quicker America wakes up and realizes that we're doing the dirty work for them, the greater, better off we will be. The Jewish people are going to be okay. We always are. We are eternal. The only question I have is whether Missoula and Kalispell and Great Falls and Helena and Bozeman, whether Montana is going to be okay, or we're going to allow this distorted, messed up way of thinking to, you know, penetrate the minds of our youth. And I welcome any Montana politician from the right, from the left. People want to know why Governor Gianforte was at the synagogue, because he asked to come. And anyone that wants to come to our synagogue, I don't care what party.
That's right.
Part
I've been there with friends from both sides of the aisle. That's right. I've been there. Rabbi, we've only got about a minute or so to go here. But one of the things that stands out to me, 1 year ago, I remember how blinded some of these protesters were to the truth and to the evidence. And they wouldn't stand up and rally for the innocent who were slaughtered on October 7th. But within like 2 weeks, there they were on some of these college campuses already rallying for the political leadership in Gaza that was responsible for these terrorist attacks. What would your message be to those that are blinded by all this propaganda?
My message to the blinded is they should come and have a cup of coffee with me. I'm available. I don't care if you're the biggest pro-Palestinian Hamas supporter, I will have coffee with you, and we're going to have an intellectual conversation with facts that will guarantee to be a healthy conversation where you'll learn that you're on the wrong side of history, and that when a baby like Shiri Bibas, 1 year old, turns 1 year old in Gaza, is still being held by the Hamas Nazis in Gaza, that is something that should tear the hearts of every one of us, that gut-wrenching reality, and be a beacon of light to stand with good over evil. We must always make that choice, and when we don't, the Jews are only the first victim, but they're never the last.
And we see ongoing attacks against our own troops in the Middle East right now, being armed by Iranian proxies still targeting our American troops. Rabbi Chaim Bruck, an honor to have you on the show as always. Thank you so much for your time. Give our best to everybody on the High Line. How many?
fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.